little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
زمزم بئر مياه صافية ماؤها كالشهد فيه العافية
زمزم بئر مياه صافية ماؤها كالشهد فيه العافية
وهي للظمآن تروي شافية زمزم من بها رب كريم
زمزم من بها رب كريم
منقذا هاجر والطفل الرضيع من لدى الصحراء والحر المريع
منقذا هاجر والطفل الرضيع من لدى الصحراء والحر المريع فهو
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning about the blessings of making wudu. We'll also be learning how to make wudu, because there's a little boy who's recorded it, and inshallah, once we learn it, we too will know how to make a perfect wudu. My butterflies, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum said, I heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, on the day of rising, my community will be called those with white blazes on their foreheads and limbs from the effects of wudu. So whoever of you can increase the extent of the whiteness should do so. Now, butterflies, before you get confused, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't talking about the color of your skin, how fair or how dark you are, but it's the nur and the light from making wudu. He also said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the adornment of a believer reaches the places his wudu reaches. My butterflies, it's very important to make a good wudu, because a good wudu will mean a pure body. And a pure body means you can read Salah, and you can read Quran, and you can do so much more. But doing all of this, Allah even gives us a reward for making wudu. Did you know, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a Muslim makes wudu, the sins he has committed comes away from his hearing and his sight and his hands from his feet. So when he sits down, he's sitting and having been forgiven. It's also said, whoever makes wudu and makes it well, then prays 2 rakats concentrating with his heart and his face, then paradise or Jannah is obligatory from him. Can you imagine this? Such a small thing like making your wudu perfectly will give you such a big reward. My butterflies, can you imagine how much reward you're getting just for making wudu? Do you know how to make a good wudu? Maybe you're lazy to make wudu because you may feel it takes so much effort. Maybe you feel that you can keep one wudu for the entire day. But my butterflies, remember, don't just make wudu because you have to. Make wudu because you want to. You want to get the reward from Allah. You want to make Allah happy. You want to make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. And most importantly, you want to get the nur and the benefits of making wudu. My butterflies, inshallah, we'll learn the du'as before wudu, after wudu as well. But first, let's go for a quick break. Stay tuned.
قول له مو هون
يا بابا تليفون
قول له مو هون
بابا بيقول لك هو مو هون لا 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 لا
بابا تليفون.
قل له مو هون
يا بابا تليفون.
قل له مو هون.
بابا بيقول لك هو مو هون. لا 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 لا.
مو قلت لي يا بابا ان الكذب حرام وانه اللي بيكذب يا بابا الله بيزعل منه عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه.
مو قلت لي يا بابا انه الكذب حرام وانه اللي بيكذب يا بابا الله بيزعل منه عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه. بابا تليفون.
قل له مو هون
يا بابا تليفون.
قل له مو هون.
بابا بيقول لك هو مو هون. لا 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 لا.
It's important that you do the following steps in order, but before you start, you should make an intention to make wudu. You can do this by whispering to your heart. Step 1. Begin by saying Bismillah. Step 2. Completely wash your hands, including your wrist and between the fingers. Do this 3 times. Step 3. Put water into your mouth with the right hand. Swirl it around in your mouth and then spit it out. Do this 3 times. Step 4. Sniff water into your nose as far as you can with your right hand, then blow it out using your left hand. Do this 3 times. Step 5. Wash your face completely from your forehead to your chin, and from right ear to the left ear. If you have a beard, then run your wet fingers through it. Step 6. Wash your right arm, begin at the fingertips, washing your whole hand, arm and elbow. Do this 3 times, then wash your left arm in the same order. Step 7. Wipe your head starting at your fringe. Move your hands to the back of your head and then back to the front of your fringe in one move. This is done once only. Step 8. Wipe the inside of both of your ears with your index finger, then the back of your ears with your thumb. This is done once. Step 9. Wash the right foot including your ankle. Make sure you wash between your toes using your small pinky finger. This is done 3 times. Do the same for your left foot. Step 10.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين.
You can now pray as long as you don't break your wudu. There are 4 things that break your wudu. They are: Number 1, by using the toilet. Number 2, by passing wind. Number 3, by deep sleep. Number 4, by falling unconscious. That's it. Your wudu is now complete.
I'm so tired. Feels like I've walked 1,000 miles. Uninspired. Got me on my knees. Thankfully I got Islam. It gets me through.
through trying times. And when I read the noble Quran, it tells me what's the truth and gives me all the proof. My Allah is the one. The beauty of Islam is that it makes things so clear. Quran and Sunnah are the manuals of my life. So thankfully I've got Islam. It gets me through trying times. It tells me what's the truth and gives me all the proof. My Allah is the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one. Allah is just the one.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliko ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera @radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.